Hello, this is Bella coming in prior to the episode. Well, I'm recording this while editing, and whoever's listening to this will learn that later in the episode that I am editing this time, and I clipped off the intro. So, whoops. This is why CJ usually does it. But yeah, I'm gonna do the intro now. Hello, this is episode 9. And what you're about to hear right after this sounded an awful lot different while we were recording. I know I'm going to talk about it a bunch in the episode. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So, onwards. All right then. Well, that was. Hello. That is incredibly glitchy. What is going on?
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh my goodness.
What the hell? Excuse
Ugh.
the. I know we label our episodes as clean, but what the hell? Somewhat censored, but censored enough.
I have no idea. My brain just blinked and then I went, yeah, it's the eighth episode.
No,
Why did I?
that was not what happened.
Yeah, no, my brain was like, it's the seventh episode. No, it's the ninth episode. No, it's the eighth episode. And I just had a massive brain fart. So,
No, the
yeah.
audio went really weird for a minute
Oh.
there.
Oh,
I'm not cutting that out of the episode. I'm just telling you, it was weird enough, and we had enough reactions to it that I'm keeping it in because the editing is my task today.
Okay.
You can listen back to the recording when we're done because it was really weird.
Oh, did it like speed up or like make my voice weird?
No, it was like
No?
really. It's hard to describe. Just listen back to it later.
Okay. Yeah, 'cause sometimes the the audio files will corrupt and like
That would make sense. I
yeah.
don't know if it's gonna be on the like official end recording or if it's gonna like fix itself, but I actively was hearing that and that was really strange.
Yeah.
I hope that I don't just sound crazy and that the audio fixed itself.
Yeah.
But if it did, there was something really weird with the audio. The file probably got corrupted or something. I don't know.
Yeah. It does that sometimes. Like I was listening back to the episode that comes out a week before this one comes out, or maybe 2 weeks, depending on our what happens with the editing and scheduling. But yeah, but the episode, I believe it's episode 7. Or it's episode 8, one or the other. It's I just said that I finally got the episode numbers in my head correctly. And
Yeah, you
then
just said
I
that.
literally just said that and now I'm completely blanking. Oh my gosh.
You said this
Well.
was episode 9, so I think the
Oh,
guest
okay.
one is episode 8.
Yeah, the guest one's episode 8. This one's episode 9. Okay. Well, episode 8 is there was some audio that corrupted and that was the entire point of that sentence. But
As
some
a
of the audio, yeah.
As someone who, as of recently, has become a somewhat ish. Oh, it's doing it again.
Oh, that's my garage.
Oh!
That's my garage. Yeah, no. That noise is my garage opening and closing because my room was right on top of the garage.
Barely, I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, that's why I was so confused as to what like why you were like that. Like I don't even question it anymore because it's just like a
Oh my
normal
gosh,
thing.
we barely called to them. That makes sense, yeah. But I
Yeah.
was going to say that as someone who has, as of recently, listened to a few like horror podcasts, that was about to creep me out for real. But
Yeah.
if anyone is interested in the horror podcast, mostly singular, I've listened to snippets of other ones, but my favorite one is called The Author's Anathema. It is also made on Anchor. Fun fact.
Ooh.
But yeah, it's awesome. It's kind of creepy. It's got, I think, 6 episodes right now. So it's really
Nice.
cool. You know, I don't have any sort of copyright or whatever, but it's it's fun and I like it. So
yeah,
it's also it's really eerie, but yeah, that's cool. Anyways.
Nice. Yeah. I'm going to give myself between minute 7 and minute 8. Can I have that minute?
Yeah.
Okay. Go read Aurora webcomic right now, please. I'm begging, like, both you and the listeners. Because,
look,
like,
I,
oh my gosh.
I've read part of it. I told you. I don't like the formatting on the website. I'm sorry. I don't like to have to zoom in to read it.
I know. Just like, if you go on the comic right now, just go back 3 pages and then just read those most recent 3 pages. That is it. And then you don't have to ever read it again.
But, okay, I'll do it after we finish recording.
Okay.
If someone put it on Webtoon, I'd read the whole thing. I just like the multiple pages at once format better.
Yeah, I know. I love it because it feels like a comic, but I understand why someone who loves Webtoons would not like it.
Yeah, I just like the chapter format, and I don't like having to switch, like, whole web thingies for each new page.
Yeah. Just the most recent 3 pages. Just read those. And then you
can... something happen?
Yes. Well, something big happened. And it's so cool. Like, the art is so incredibly well done in these 3 pages. Oh my gosh, I might become an Aaron simp.
You know what? I would like to leave that for when I read it. but I'm assuming I'm not going to become an Aaron simp.
Probably not. I'm definitely not going to become an Aaron simp. But Aaron is out for my heart. Out for my heart.
Wait, is this Aaron?
E-R-I-N.
Okay, then you never know.
yeah.
Okay. I was assuming A-A-R-O-N.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Which in that case, no, but like.
Yeah, no. E-R-I-N. And his last name is Renacer.
Oh, never mind.
Well, it's R-U-U-N-A-S-E-R.
No. You said he.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. He is super pretty, though.
Never like, mind. That eliminates any chances. I'm sorry. You're alone on this.
Okay.
Because the spelling with the E is usually more of a feminine name. So I assumed. I should have assumed, but I did.
Tess. I'm just going to text you a photo of Tess.
All right.
Like,
you do that.
If I can convince you for any reason, Tess Aurora.
I'm telling you right now, I don't simp for fictional characters. I don't see why people do. But, like, you go.
Where is a really good picture of Tess? Oh, come on. Tess.
I remember for a while when we started recording this, I didn't know that you could leave the app and still record.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was where's happy Tess? Belated Pride Month, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Happy belated Pride Month. Sorry we were gone.
I mean, of all times, we should have recorded then, but, like, you know, too bad.
Yeah.
Where
are pictures? What? God.
What?
Tess is so cool. Oh, my gosh.
I'm just telling you, I'm not pulling this from the final recording.
Fair.
Okay. I can hold this over you because I know the power to remove things from the recording or not, because I'm the one who has to edit this episode. Yay! I might add a little clip in here because I can, because I know you do that.
Yeah, I do it sometimes. I don't do it always. Where? Okay, I'm looking for the photo.
I don't actually. I actually don't usually listen to our episodes after we publish them.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to the majority of the episodes, I think, which is hypocritical. It doesn't make sense for me not to listen to my own podcast. Well, kind of.
Honestly, whatever. It's an art. Like, I can't listen to most of our episodes.
I just haven't.
Seeing them. Okay. Here you, here's,
all right.
Here's photographic evidence of Tess being Tess.
Yeah, it might take a minute to set up. Slay.
Tess, the gold one.
No, I wouldn't. Wait, which one? The one with the gold hair or the one with the white hair?
White hair.
Oh, slay.
And, like, that is just one photo of her. And, like, she is a buff metal lady, you know? Like, buff. Like, really buff.
Yeah, I could tell.
Oh, it's
you
great.
You should put the picture that you sent to me on the Pinterest, because now we can do that. We have a Pinterest now.
Yeah, we can. Oh, my gosh. Guys, we have a Pinterest. You guys can go, like, see it.
It's called Two Writing Gremlins, because that is a insane proposition for a name for our Pinterest.
Definitely super insane.
Right? Like, isn't everybody, like, every, what, one or two people who are going to be listening to this insanely surprised that our Pinterest is called Two Writing Gremlins?
Oh, yeah, no, definitely super surprised. I'm going to send you a photo, like a comic page, of just Tess. Also being Tess. She is a himbo. Tess is a himbo. Like, you know, like Kronk energy himbo.
Just saying again, I'm leaving this in the recording.
Fair. Also fair. More reasons why you should go read Aurora webcomic. I am going to
cool tattoo be on this that hill. She has on her arm.
What?
Does she have a tattoo on her arm?
That's a lightning scar.
Even cooler.
Yeah, she got lightning and now has lightning powers.
Yeah, I'm not surprised from the first comic page that you sent.
Yes.
But yeah, it looks, that does not look like how a scar should look, but it looks cool. It looks like a tattoo.
Well, she's made of metal. So what? Yeah, she's made of metal. What? Or did I not mention that?
No.
She can also snap chains, like, just, like, she gets, like, one of her hands gets trapped in, like, a magic stopping cuff, right? And it's attached to, like, a chain, and then she can just break it on her knee, and that happens in one of the pages, and it's great, because she's being chased by someone who wants to arrest her, right? Because, of course, they want to arrest her, because this is the city of law. Well, no, she was only climbing on the top of buildings, like, only that, like, standard fare in fantasy stories.
Allowed. Wait, is that illegal? I mean, I've never
well,
done
in this
myself,
specific city,
but like,
in this specific
like,
city,
that would
it's
be
illegal.
Pretty, I mean, it would make sense if that was illegal, but it shouldn't be.
Yeah, technically.
Huh. Okay. That's bringing light to a whole new. That sucks.
Yeah. Well, this city is called Zurich. And that's the city they're currently in. They're fighting the big bad villain, right? And they've made it to Zurich. They've met Tess. Tess is, yes. Tess is a himbo. I like the himbo
energy.
Oh,
I'm going to quote you all the time on things from this.
I like
and
the
I'm
himbo
titling
energy.
I'm titling this episode Tess is Yes or something because I have power.
Okay. Also fair. Is yes, okay, like Tess is himbo energy, and chapter 14 is amazing and all the things, and I love it. Okay,
I'm just saying that unless you want me to have this kind of power over what happens to the episodes, don't make me edit the episodes. Because I just a heads up, if the editing is not as good, it's because I don't know how.
Oh.
I mean, you told me like a brief description, but you know, whoever one person that's probably just Sid and maybe like whoever else finds interest in this. What was I gonna say? Censored. I was not supposed to swear. That's something I will attempt to edit out. Anyways, yeah, whoever is listening to this, I have to edit and I don't know how. So let's hope. What?
Sorry, I just said Bork because Aaron got hit in the head by a messenger bird.
The one that, you know what?
Oh, it's great. I love it. Okay. All the more reason why you should read this comic, because then you might have context for some of the things I'm saying.
They're getting free endorsement from you.
Yes, they are.
And they've gotten it before. I am like a fair amount sure.
I talked about it in the previous episode that I recorded with the guest. And I meant
on one of our episodes.
Oh, probably. Oh no, my gosh, Caliban is so cool. I probably have. I love so much. It's character driven in a fantasy world, and
I'm really sorry to break it to you, but that's like 99% of any fantasy story.
Actually, no. A lot of it's plot driven, which is unfortunate because I tend to just read stuff, right? Uh-huh. But a lot of it is not character driven, it's plot driven.
Well, which sucks. This is why D&D is good.
Yeah, this is why D&D is good.
My character's gonna die. Oh. Okay. Nobody from my D&D campaign listens to this. And they also all know she's probably gonna die now, so that's okay.
Probably.
I don't have to worry about giving them spoilers.
Tess is
yes, I know.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna open a Redbubble shop. We're gonna open a Redbubble shop, okay? There are gonna be two pieces of merchandise. One, Tess is yes. Two, the vibes were rancid and had to be nope.
Oh, and then the pencil lead thing from that one episode. And then
the tragedy of the pencil lead.
We can like make a sticker out of it. I can probably like digitize it or something. We should. That would be fun.
We're going to open a Redbubble shop. It's going to be the pencil lead.
We also have a version of our logo where I re-edited it to say two writing goblins. Remember that?
Two writing goblins. Or yeah.
Two writing garfunkels, as our probably one listener has renamed it.
Actually, now that like we're finally back, I've given the link back to some of my friends, and some of them are going to actually listen to it. Hello, Cucumber Squad. If any of you are reading this, Cucumber hello. Squad. Yes. Okay. There is context that you are missing.
I'm aware.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, that seems like one of those situations.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's gonna be like, hello, Sid. Probably Zephyr, I assume. If he ends up listening to this, I don't know. He said he would, or he said they would. If they're listening to this, I'm sorry about the pronoun. Moving on. But, we should open up, how do you make stickers?
I think we just need to, like, draw stuff.
Uh-huh. You know, I know people who have a pin maker.
Ooh, well, Redbubble just put the design up and then they make it.
Even better.
Like, yeah.
Because so, like, I actually don't know a person who has a pin maker. I'm talking about the local LGBTQ center.
Oh, yeah. Mine does too. But like the one at the Pride Center broke, unfortunately.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it was always really finicky in general, but I do have a pin that I made there.
I have two. Yeah, two. But we should make those designs. Oh, see, you can be in charge of editing most of the time, and I can do like that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Because I was the one who made the logo. If I haven't talked about that on here, yeah, that was me. I probably said that on here at some point, but
maybe.
I could work on like stickers and pins and stuff, because that would be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun. Oh, I love this part of chapter 15. I'm just going
through
it. Are
you reading it while we're recording?
Yes, I am skimming the comic. I'm not reading all the speech bubbles. I'm just looking at all the pretty art because, yes.
Because
also, yes, we know. There's a cat boy and he
and he sits on a couch, right? And just, like, you know how cats can just, like, become liquid?
What?
Yeah, have you ever tried picking up a cat?
I haven't had a cat since I was 6.
Oh. Well, my friend, who I did the guest star episode with, has cats, right? And if you ever try picking up her cats, they obviously try fighting back. But they basically just turn, like, they don't turn liquid, but, like, they, like, oh, there's a sticker on Redbubble that I'm thinking of that, like, is the perfect definition of this. Also, I'm going to get posters from the Redbubble shop from the comic that I'm reading.
What was I going to say?
Thor picking up a cat.
This is also going to, I assume, a screenshot or some picture. This is going to go on the Pinterest as well, right?
Probably.
Oh, we could just make Pinterest boards for each episode. That would be easy.
Jormungandr.
I thought you were going to say, like, your mom.
Oh, no. I was spelling Jormungandr, but I don't know how to spell it. Overly sarcastic production. Yeah. No, I'm okay.
There was that meme that we made about spelling a while back. That was with you, right?
Which spelling? I don't think we did spelling.
No. I made a meme with one of my friends who is not the most wonderful at spelling. It might have been you. It was.
Oh, it was?
Look in our text conversation. Look in the pictures from our text conversation and go back a little bit right past the biblically accurate, well, I don't even know what to call that anymore.
How long ago was this?
Not that long ago, I think. It was, it's after the drawing of my dead D&D character, but it's before Big Gay Ice Cream.
Like
if you're scrolling down in our text conversation.
Okay.
It's right next.
Past or before biblically accurate Hootie?
Right after.
Yeah,
that was you.
yeah, that was me. Okay, I'm saving that now. Save. There we go. Okay, now it's in my camera roll. Oh my gosh, we've sent 902 pictures to each other.
What? Okay, well, that's over the course of like 2.5 years, so that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Big really? Gay ice cream. Oh my gosh, that was in, where was that?
It was in that place that I went to over spring break.
Oh yeah, that was you. Okay, there was an ice cream shop that I went to in some place, and it was like, it looked kind of like that, but that wasn't me. That was you. Oh my gosh, I'm scrolling through our photos and like.
So am I. I'm questioning a little bit of it. hey, what's that picture of cookies from? Right near the Big Gay Ice Cream one. Okay, but this is not. I'm not cutting this from the recording, but we should probably get back on topic.
Yeah, probably. Big gay ice cream. Oh, you mean the chocolate chip cookies? Oh yeah, no, those were the ones I made.
Because all the stuff that we send each other seems to be related to some joke, so I was wondering what that was from.
No, that was just like cookies that I made for myself.
So it's like actually the one normal thing that we sent to each other.
Yeah, the one normal thing.
Yeah, and then we have you know what, we can call about this later. I want to get back on topic as the responsible one with the editing today. I don't want to have to edit more than I want to, and the amount I want to is none. So
okay, here I'm gonna send you the picture
actually of editing. The only part I'm editing out is like the little piece where we talk before we actually start the episode.
Okay.
Oh, I just realized
I'm gonna send you the cat becoming that I was talking about.
We're going to put that on the Pinterest.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'll put the website for the Redbubble shop where you can get the photo of Thor trying to pick up a cat. It's great. It's from the Overly Sarcastic Store. Sorry. Okay, going back.
Just to mention, because I feel like the people who listen to this don't realize that at least every episode we have at least one failed beginning. Today was once where I didn't realize that I was not supposed to say hello in the beginning. I might even keep that in the end recording now that I'm mentioning it.
Yeah. Well, we almost always have a failed intro.
Yeah, it's funny. Even though you're the one who's supposed to handle the intro, and I think the problem is that I usually forget that.
Yeah. But sometimes, like today, I think I failed the intro twice, but we're keeping in the second intro. No, because when I succeeded kind of, but then I was like, what episode number is it?
Oh, well, no, that's when your garage opened and I thought that the audio file got corrupted. So I'm keeping that one in, and I might keep the audio clip from the first one and release it separately.
Yeah.
Because you gave me power over editing, which I don't usually have, and I'm going to abuse that power.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, wait,
Sorry, what are you saying?
I mean, there's usually an even divide of power. I just suck at editing.
And usually you do the descriptions. So
yeah, I usually do the descriptions. Sometimes the titles. You're good at the titles.
Yeah.
And I do the logo and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'll probably do a Redbubble thing, I'll probably do that. But yeah.
Yeah. And then we'll both be, and then we just started the Pinterest, which is super cool. I'm very glad we started that.
Mm-hmm.
Now we actually have a place to put all our chaotic hot nonsense, other than the podcast. Our chaotic
what nonsense?
Hot.
I'm curious as to how that made it into that sentence. I'm just curious.
Well, chaotic hot nonsense. It's if you make a pan of hash browns or a pan of gallo pinto, then you it's so hot, and it's and then if you put hot sauce on it, then it's a bunch of hot nonsense, right?
Okay.
So but then it's nonsense if you mix the hash browns and the gallo pinto together, right? So then
you're coming back with your funky accent again.
Well, yeah, it's gallo pinto. That's just how you say it. You don't say gallo pinto.
I wouldn't say it that way. Wait, does it have two L's?
It does have two L's.
Okay, then I wouldn't say it that way.
Yeah. No, I mean, people will say it that way. And, I'm like...
not people
from Argentina. Not you, but
other people. Not people from Argentina.
No, I not assume. People from Argentina. Probably not. I don't know.
I don't know. I'll ask my dad.
Yeah. I mean,
Why is our entire Pinterest feed writing? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, okay. Basically, in order to, actually get outreach, you have to go on Pinterest.
Okay.
And so, basically, I've just been...
I don't really do that.
Yeah. I've just been, putting the Pinterest to writing good use, you know?
I'm gonna save. Do we have any Pinterest boards?
Yes, we do. Go to saved. Okay, go to our little icon and then go to saved. And then we have random writing stuff, funny memes, cool vibes, writing prompts for when you're bored, writing quotes, cute art, and then two writing gremlins.
Originals. I found little pride potions on our Pinterest feed, so I'm saving them for something.
Aww.
I'm doing cute art, so that's that.
Okay. Well, both of us are now on Pinterest.
No, I've been on it. I just...
Oh, okay.
I'm not really active on it. Other than, checking if people
basically
follow us.
Basically, if, in order to get, outreach and stuff, you kind of want to do, you kind of want to... I don't know how Pinterest works as much, because my mom did, the Instagram for her travel blog, right? Mm-hmm. But, I mostly know about Instagram outreach, but basically they have to go on their Instagram every day for 25 minutes just so that they can gather followers and stuff. So I've been trying to go on at least for 5 minutes a day.
Okay, but that doesn't make any sense to me, but yay.
Yeah, no, it's basically just tells the platform that you're actually active and you can be trustworthy to people who kind of want to see the stuff that you like, you know?
Oh, should I just do that on, like, Apple Podcasts? Because if I'm going to re-listen to that one horror podcast, might as well. No, I haven't actually re-listened
to it. I don't think it works like that on Apple. I don't think it works like that. I think that's only for, like, social media sites. Well, I don't know how it works for podcasting. It,
like, recommends stuff under, like, podcasts that you listen to. Like, it's like you would like or something.
Yeah.
True. So maybe. Because none of them are, like, really small podcasts. I mean, some of them are.
Yeah.
Also, like, we can do a little Q&A thingy under this episode on Spotify where, like, what other platforms should we become on if anyone's actually going to answer that? Because that has not happened. But,
Yeah. Well, like, what other, like, social media and stuff?
I don't. My parents would love me, but... We'll see.
I could probably see. I don't know. But, like, Pinterest, like, is basically what we're on. But, and then for podcast, we're literally everywhere. Like,
yeah,
I was looking at all, I was scrolling through emails. And, like, so originally it was on, like, my personal email, right? It was on my
email. Did that work?
Yeah, I switched the email, but it's still going onto my email, unfortunately. Like, it is working, so it's like the Pinterest is connected to it, the Google is connected to our new email, but, like, I'm still getting emails from Anchor and stuff because I have an account on Anchor, right?
But then, so wait, when I log back in to our account, which email do I log in with?
It's the two writing grammar.
Oh, like, okay, so I have to save a new thing. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's the two writing gremlins one, I think. Don't worry. Because I changed the email.
Alright, well, last time it worked when I logged in with yours, but anyways. Okay.
Hopefully it works, like, both ways, but if it doesn't work with...
That was mostly technical stuff. Well,
initially we came on here to talk about schedules and how it's going to be quite chaotic for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'm going to be gone for, like, after this week, like, 2 weeks, and then you're going to be gone.
Yeah, we're recording this. We're recording this July 7th, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, it's July 7th. I'm going to be gone for, like, almost 2 weeks. And then
that coincides with me leaving for 2 weeks. And then you leave again.
And then 2 days. Okay.
After I am... Yeah, you leave after today for two weeks. And then I leave for 2 weeks. And then...
Yeah. And then we basically have 4 days before... before something else. Before you leave again. So it's like basically it's chaos all around. And then while Bella is gone, I start school again. So yeah. Hey, are you there?
Oh yeah, sorry. You were saying.
Oh, okay. I start school in the middle of while she's gone, and then it's just basically chaos.
We'll probably return with normal episode. We'll probably get back on a normal schedule. End of August, beginning of September.
Yeah, that's pretty much where we're sitting right now. We wish we could be there, like, be in your ears. That sounds weird. But, like,
in your ears. Well, that's going to become a new little merch thing.
Okay. All of this is merch now.
No, I'm just going to quote you. You're very just quotable, like, for all of
I am very quotable, apparently. Well, basically...
Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh no.
We've known each other for nearly 2 years now.
Oh my goodness. Wait, no, it's been more.
No.
We've known each other for more.
No, I think we met on August 14th.
2019.
Yeah.
It's almost been 3 years.
Oh, almost 3 years.
Yeah, it's 2022. Yeah, it's 2022.
Well, I forgot how time works, but yeah, almost 3 years.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And we haven't seen each other in person since then.
Yeah.
The fact that we're still friends, even though we actually haven't seen each other in person since then, is crazy.
Yeah. We should record on August 13th. I'm pretty... Yeah. Was it 13th or 14th? I'm going to have to figure out when my flight to Costa Rica was, because I know that... I think we met a day later. You got there on the Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I got there, like... I got there, like, Saturday or Sunday.
You got there Sunday.
And yeah. Did we meet on a Monday? I think it was the 14th. Like, I don't know. I don't know what day it was. But, like, we met...
I'll find, like, my tickets or whatever.
Yeah. I'll go ask my mom, and then we'll record. And if it's a Saturday or Sunday, then, like, we could, like... I wish we could meet each other in person, but...
Okay, wait. It should be that if you got there on a Sunday, which was probably the 13th, then that means that if it's 3 years later, it should be a Wednesday. Yeah? Okay. Yeah, it's going to be a Wednesday. Put it at Hold the on, 10th? Let me check that.
Probably wasn't August 13th, because...
It was going to be... Okay, it's either August... Yeah, it's probably August 10th or August 17th. Okay.
Yeah. It would make sense. I think it's the 10th because school starts the 18th.
And I think I went there on the 6th. No, because we both stayed there for 11 days, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so, but I was only at the Margaritaville for like 3 days.
3 days? Did we only see each other in person for 3 days?
Oh my gosh. How did that even happen?
I could have sworn it was more than 3 days, but that would make sense. So, you got there on a Sunday, then...
You know, the only reason we're friends is because my mom and dad were like, go talk to people. You can't be lonely forever.
The other way around. We're sitting on, like, the shallow part of the pool. I'm going to recount this for, like, the third time during this podcast, because I remember it exactly. I think you were sitting on, like, the shallow part of the pool. My parents were like, go socialize. They look about your age. And I was like, really? You're making me socialize? And here we are.
It was very similar, but also kind of different. I think, I don't remember. I am terrible, like, at actually remembering things.
I don't think your parents were there. I think.
No, they were. Maybe it was like the day before, we actually started talking, or like an hour or so before, or something. Because my parents were sitting on the edge of the pool. Because I remember very vividly that I was like swimming in the deep end, and they were sitting in like those lounge chairs.
Okay,
right?
Because I know when we met, you were not in the deep end.
So. Yeah, no, it might have been like a while later.
It was, I remember it was like, I think it was around noonish.
Yeah, so. Probably. Cause like, I think we went and like, we were talking for a long time, and then like we had to go get food.
No, I think, or it might've been a little after lunch. Cause I think my parents had lunch recently. So
maybe. Yeah. Cause, I remember that, like, at one point we had to go get food because we were, we'd been talking.
Right. We were talking about, like, Lexile levels or something at one point.
Yeah, Lexile levels and Keeper of the Lost Cities.
Yeah, I remember exactly. We were talking about reading, and then I asked what your favorite book series was. And you're like, oh, you might not know it. There's... what? Okay, you might not know it. They're really long books, but they're not that well known or something. And...
Yep. Yeah, and I was just like, Keeper of the Lost Cities. And
then, I was like, I love that series.
And then a friendship was born, and it has persisted through a pandemic and going into a recession, but also not seeing each other for 3 years. How are we still friends? Like, as in a bad way, but like as in like a bewildered, like, what?
How have we maintained contact for someone we haven't, each of us haven't seen a person? Like, because I've, like, physically seen you over FaceTime recently, but like,
yeah,
relatively recently. I got a haircut. Did you know that?
Oh yeah,
I think you knew that. We should FaceTime
later. I think so. Like, how short did you get it? Like real short or like kind of short?
I'm not going to describe what I look like on recording, but
I think you sent a photo a while ago.
I think I did.
Okay, no, I'm going to look for it.
If it wasn't in the past month and a half, then no.
Was it before? Okay, look in the photos. You sent me a photo of yourself, like when you're scrolling down after the sirens and the ambulance one.
What?
it's like a bunch of like in the photo. See, like a text message that says that has like three red like kind of rectangly things. It's right after all the art of
I got another haircut.
Oh, okay.
About a month and a half ago. So I will FaceTime you later.
Okay. Duolingo is gonna get me. I haven't practiced today.
Well you know what that does to people who don't practice. So
oh no. And I used my last streak freeze yesterday. Oh no.
Oh.
And to Duolingo. Okay.
Go.
I'm gonna practice my German. So
are you learning again?
I'm learning German and Mandarin and Spanish. Oh no.
Nice.
My German. It's broken.
I don't. Okay, see.
No.
I'm
sorry.
You're saying that you can't listen now to me, but no, you're saying it's Duolingo. Yeah, I'm not learning any languages of the present moment because the most language learning was like 2 weeks ago in maybe 2 weeks ago in Argentina, but I don't know. What else was I gonna say? I also am going to learn ASL this upcoming school year, speaking of languages, and I want to learn Hebrew or Yiddish at some point.
Nice.
Because like, I'm tired of the only Hebrew that I know being the singular Hanukkah prayer that I don't even remember the actual translation to.
I can't.
I just haven't memorized.
Tumish, bitte. Bier.
I have no idea what that means.
Bier. Oder. Why is beer not spelling right? Bier.
Did you say beer?
Yes. Bier oder Wein.
I might clip this, but then again, I could always just turn this into something funny. Because
Bier oder Wasser.
Okay, well, sound like you're saying beer. So, you know.
Yeah, I am saying beer. It's
beer.
Oh, it's being loud. Oh no. Are you okay?
What?
Okay, what? You're still there. Okay, you're still there. Sorry, an ad just came on for Duolingo, and I got scared that you, like, disappeared.
Oh, that's fine. I was going on to Spotify, and I had been playing music before this, and I freaked out because I'd stopped hearing you for a second. And I was like, oh no, did I end the recording by accident?
Yeah, I was just like that. I have 927 ingots. Ingots. Nice. Oh no, I'm in the demotion zone.
Oh no, I was on Duolingo the other day at the end of the school year when I was just trying to pass all of the unit tests with my friend who also has Spanish speaking family, and we were just trying to jump all the units one by one. We've just made it past unit 5, I believe.
Oh wow.
Before the school year ended. And nice. We tried to pass the final test, and we were pretty good at that. But
yeah, I'm done with my German for today. Sorry, I was working on the my basics. Like, I brought my basics up to legendary level, and then I got broken. So when I said, "Oh no, my German, it's broken."
Oh, okay.
That's what I meant. So yeah. But that is the context for that.
Okay, I don't mean to like cut us off, but I have to edit. And I don't want to edit a recording too long, even though I probably won't have to edit anything in the actual recording because I made sure to fill all silences because I do not want to edit anything.
Fair.
But yeah, I get to do the outro, and you know what that means. Oh, I forgot what the outro was. It was something about, you know what? I'm going to make a new outro. Okay. Yeah, I can't think of anything, but this was two writing goblins. I'm keeping the joke.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Okay.
I will actually form a scripted outro by the next episode that I do. That be a guest episode where I will probably have a different outro because that's with a friend who made an even different version of our title, but that was the friend with the two writing Garfunkels. But this has been two writing goblins. I will come up with a better outro sometime, but that's all you get for now.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.